Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in, because today we're covering one of the most mind-blowing topics in the entire specification, the universe, the Big Bang, and redshift. This is topic 7.2 in your EdExcel GCSE Physics course, and it comes up almost every single year in the exam. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. This sounds complicated, but I promise you, by the end of this episode, you'll have a really solid grasp of everything the examiners can throw at you. We're going to cover redshift, the Doppler effect, cosmic microwave background radiation, and the Big Bang theory versus the steady state model. We'll also go through the most common mistakes students make and finish with a quick fire quiz to test your recall. So let's dive straight in. Let's start with the big picture, quite literally. The universe is enormous and it's expanding. But how do we know that? The answer lies in something called redshift. Imagine you're standing on a platform at a train station. A train is coming towards you, horn blaring. As it approaches, the sound seems higher pitched. As it passes and moves away, the pitch drops. That's the Doppler effect, the apparent change in frequency and wavelength of a wave when the source is moving relative to the observer. Now, the same thing happens with light. When a galaxy is moving away from us, the light it emits gets stretched, the wavelength increases, and because longer wavelengths of visible light sit at the red end of the spectrum, we call this red shift. When we look at the light from distant galaxies and analyze their spectra, those rainbow-like bands of color with dark absorption lines, we see those dark lines shifted towards the red end compared to where we'd expect them to be. That shift is the red shift. Here's the really important bit for your exam. Redshift does not mean the galaxy looks red. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make. Redshift means the spectral lines, those dark absorption lines, have shifted towards the red end of the spectrum. The wavelength has increased and the frequency has decreased. Make sure you use those exact phrases: wavelength increases, frequency decreases. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. When astronomers observed many different galaxies, they found something remarkable. Almost all galaxies show redshift. They're all moving away from us. And crucially, the further away a galaxy is, the greater its redshift, meaning the faster it's moving away. This relationship between distance and recession speed is a key marking point. Examiners will award a mark specifically for stating that more distant galaxies recede faster. So what does all this tell us? If everything is moving apart now, then in the past, everything must have been closer together. Wind the clock back far enough, and all the matter and energy in the universe was compressed into an incredibly hot, incredibly dense single point. Then, about 13.8 billion years ago, it exploded outward in what we call the Big Bang. The universe has been expanding and cooling ever since. Now let's talk about the second major piece of evidence for the Big Bang, cosmic microwave background radiation, or CMBR. This is absolutely critical for your exam. When the universe was very young, just a few hundred thousand years old, it was so hot that matter existed as a plasma, a soup of charged particles. Light couldn't travel freely through this plasma, it kept being absorbed and re-emitted. But as the universe expanded and cooled, atoms formed for the first time. Suddenly, light could travel freely. That light, released from the entire early universe, is still traveling through space today. We detect it as microwave radiation coming from every direction in the sky. That's the CMBR. The CMBR is essentially a photograph of the universe when it was about 380,000 years old. It's the afterglow of the Big Bang itself. And this is why it's such powerful evidence. It tells us the universe had a hot, dense beginning. It's not just expanding, it started from something. Now, for the higher tier, you need to be able to compare the Big Bang theory with the steady state theory. The steady state model, proposed in the 1940s, suggested that the universe has always existed and always will. As the universe expands, new matter is continuously created to fill the gaps, keeping the average density constant. The universe, in this model, has no beginning and no end. Here's the crucial comparison. Both theories can explain redshift and the expansion of the universe. Both predict that galaxies should be moving apart. But only the Big Bang theory can explain the existence of CMBR. The steady state model has no hot, dense early phase, so there's no mechanism to produce the microwave background radiation we observe. This is the decisive piece of evidence that led the scientific community to favor the Big Bang model. In a compare question, you must explicitly state this. Don't just say the Big Bang is better, say why the steady state model fails. it cannot account for CMBR. That's your mark. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic is examined in a very predictable way, so let's make sure you're picking up every available mark. First, the language trap. Never say, galaxies are expanding. Galaxies are not expanding, they're moving apart. The space between galaxies is expanding. Examiners are specifically instructed to withhold marks for this error. The correct phrasing is, galaxies are moving away from us, or the space between galaxies is expanding. Second, when describing redshift, always say wavelength increases rather than light stretches or light gets longer. The technical term wavelength is what earns the mark. Third, in any question asking for evidence for the Big Bang, give two distinct pieces of evidence. Redshift showing the universe is expanding and CMBR showing the universe had a hot, dense beginning. One piece alone will not get you full marks on a multi-mark question. Fourth, in compare questions between the two theories, use a structured approach. State what both theories agree on, expansion and redshift, and then state the key difference. Only the Big Bang explains CMBR. Use the word however or whereas to signal the contrast. Examiners love comparative language. Fifth, watch out for the command word evaluate. This means you need to consider the strengths and limitations of a theory and make a judgment. For the Big Bang, you might note that it's supported by both redshift and CMBR, but acknowledge that our understanding of the very first moments, the singularity, is still incomplete. Always end an evaluate answer with a conclusion. One more tip. This topic has a relatively low mathematical demand at GCSE. You won't be asked to calculate redshift values. The marks are mostly AO1, recall and understanding, and AO2, applying your knowledge to unfamiliar contexts. So focus on learning the precise definitions and being able to explain the evidence clearly. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. What happens to the wavelength and frequency of light from a galaxy moving away from us? Wavelength increases, frequency decreases. Question 2. What does greater redshift tell us about a galaxy's distance and speed? The galaxy is further away and moving away faster. Question 3. What is CMBR and what does it tell us? Cosmic microwave background radiation. It's relic radiation from the early hot universe. It's evidence for the Big Bang. Question 4. Why does the steady state theory fail to explain CMBR? Because the steady state model has no hot, dense early phase, so there's no mechanism to produce microwave background radiation. Question 5. What is the key mistake to avoid when describing galactic expansion? Don't say galaxies are expanding, say galaxies are moving apart, or the space between galaxies is expanding. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a super quick summary of the key points to take away. 1. Redshift is the increase in wavelength and decrease in frequency of light from galaxies moving away from us. It's observed in the spectral lines, not the color of the galaxy. 2. More distant galaxies show greater redshift, meaning they're receding faster. This tells us the universe is expanding. 3. The Big Bang theory proposes the universe began about 13.8 billion years ago from a single hot, dense point and has been expanding ever since. 4. CMBR is microwave radiation detected from all directions in space. It's the remnant radiation from the early hot universe and is key evidence for the Big Bang. 5. The steady state theory can explain expansion but cannot explain CMBR. This is why the Big Bang is the accepted model. That's everything you need for topic 7.2. You've got this. Good luck in your exam. Now go and smash it.